For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To Washington and WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio, and if you have cared for a loved one who is aging, then you probably know it because you've been paying it. The price for in-home care is very expensive, and a brand new report just out showing just how expensive it is, Nicole.
Hey, Rich, you know, that's right. The new data just released this week shows the price for in-home care spiked by more than 14% during the last year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, the cost of nursing homes also went up slightly compared to 2023, but experts I spoke with say an aging population and an increase in demand are big reasons for this increase. We know that two-thirds of Americans will likely need long-term care as they get older, according to government data, and the cost can really vary depending on where you live and how much care is needed. So the national average cost for home health care can cost more than $6,000 a month. That's according to the insurance company Genworth. And Rich, I did look specifically in Jacksonville, Florida. The cost is actually below the national average at nearly $5,000 a month. But Rich, that's still expensive.
Yeah, it is. And we consider the population and the sheer number of baby boomers who may need some level of in-home care. Are there ways to try to defray some of the costs or at least plan ahead for what is likely to be a tsunami of need?
Well, exactly. That's exactly what the experts I said spoke about, is planning ahead. And I also want to mention, as I was digging into the numbers, you know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released their Consumer Price Index, and there's a couple things that have been going up as well. Outpatient hospital services increased by more than 8% during the last year. There was also an increase in the cost of inpatient care. So we're kind of seeing it across the board. But again, preparation, planning ahead is key.
Yeah, the United States with the need for care among the nation's roughly 73 million baby boomers. WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio, part of our live team coverage in Washington. Thank you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.